So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Best of the Midwest today takes you to the Ishnala Supper Club in Lake Delton, Wisconsin. The famous Bob Prosser's on the phone. Bob, it's good to hear your voice. How are you?
I am great, John. Thanks for calling. We appreciate the opportunity.
You know, we always do these conversations where we feature a place in Ohio or a park in Indiana or the whole town of Bloomington. But we're just here to talk about the Ishnala Supper Club?
Hey, why not? Ishnala. Everybody wants to come to Ishnala. It's a destination. Well, you can come here. You can have some old fashions. Of course, we have the number one old fashioned in the state. We have the number one supper club in the state. And we are so proud of all those things we do here. We'd love to have you come to Ishnala.
Yeah. It's in Lake Delton, Wisconsin, right?
Correct. Right off exit 92, right before you get to Wisconsin Dells.
And you guys are not open 12 months a year. What's your calendar like?
We are open mid-April till mid-October, about 195 days.
And then you shut her down. Why don't you? I got an idea, Bob. Why don't you stay open through Christmas?
That's a great idea, John, but I think not. Let me tell you why, John.
Okay.
Our staff gears up for 6 months. We work really hard. It's like Saturday night every night. We average 600 to 700 people every night. We want to give you the best possible food and service that you'll ever get. And I think if we went to 12 months, we just might lose some of that. Plus, it loses that specialness that, hey, they're only open 6 months. We need to get there. In addition, the real reason is because I don't want to. Because I like to spend as much time here as I can. And, you know, I don't want to do this year-round anymore.
Right. So you've got 6 months out of the year in you, but you don't have 9 months. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you.
Well, is it?
Exactly. I cap it off at 6 months, John.
I don't know of another restaurant like yours. First of all, it's doing 600 dinners a night, and it's doing it for 6 months of the year. I mean, it's just that doesn't sound like the normal way businesses or restaurants operate, Bob.
No. We do more business in 6 months than most do in 7 years. So how much is enough? I mean, we are so fortunate and blessed that people come to Ishnala and want to spend time with us and see the beauty, enjoy the great food and service. I mean, we're very, very fortunate. We overlook Mirror Lake. The only thing we overlook is Mirror Lake. And it's such a spectacular area where you come up here, you unwind, you unplug, leave your cell phone in your car, and just relax. I mean, it's a unique situation, and we work extremely hard to keep that service and food at a top level.
So I've been there a couple times before, but it's been a couple of years. The horseshoe-shaped bar I describe over to the left when you come in, that's maybe the prime view for the lake, and that's where you get your old fashions while you're waiting for your dinner, right?
Absolutely, and that's called the Arrowhead Bar. That's the original bar. And we have three other bars. One's called the Teepee, which is right below the Arrowhead, and then the Powwow, which is right directly to the right of the Arrowhead, and then we have one that's outside called the Tomahawk, where we have music 7 nights a week from 4:30 to 7:30 while you're drinking a couple old fashions waiting for dinner.
You should put that in the commercial. I didn't know that you had music 7 nights a week.
Yeah. Well, it's relatively new. The last couple of years, we started doing it on weekends, and we expanded this year to let's do it every night because it's Saturday night every night. So why not? Well, every night we have entertainment.
That's funny that you mentioned that because the commercial also says open Monday through Sunday. What does that mean?
Well, what do you mean, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, is that 7 days a week? Are you open 7 days a week?
We are. Yeah. So we should say we're open 7 days a week is what you're saying?
I don't write the commercial copy. I think you do, but I just thought that maybe that would be a little clearer.
Well, what we might be doing, though, is do we say, because the hours are a little bit different. Monday through Friday, the bar is open at 3:15, starts serving for dinner at 4:00. Saturdays and Sundays, the bar opens at 2:50 and starts seating at 3. But I hear your point. I do write the copy.
Just trying to help you out here. By the way, where do folks come from? Because Lake Delton, Wisconsin is kind of a vacation destination, but there are not that many people that live in that area. Are they mostly coming from Chicago?
60% come from the Chicago area. 60% Chicago, probably 30% from Wisconsin, and the other 10 is Minnesota and Milwaukee. So yeah. That's pretty much how the makeup is of people coming.
And it's a supper club. So what does that mean? What is your definition of a supper club?
So it means a couple of things. We only serve supper, which means we don't serve breakfast and lunch. And in Wisconsin, it's supper, not dinner. So we only serve supper. You have to serve old fashions. You have to have steak, seafood, prime rib, cheese spread on the cheese and crackers on the table. Some places do a relish tray, which we do not. But it's basically a place where you come to the bar, have a few drinks, wait for dinner, go into the dining room when they call your name, and just take your time. Don't be in a hurry. You're going to be at a supper club for 1 to 3 hours on average, either in the bar waiting or having a few drinks and then having dinner. So that's a supper club. I mean, it started in the 30s after Prohibition. And what happened was there were a lot of dance clubs that were converted to supper clubs in Wisconsin. So they were trying to, you know, make use of their dance halls and figured out how to make some money. So that's how the supper clubs evolved. And the old fashions evolved because the booze was so bad years ago that they had to take the bitters and the sugar and whatever. Because remember, you booze used to be called rock gut because it was so bad. Old fashions evolved because they were putting bitters and sugar in to make it taste better.
Do you guys put club soda in your old fashioned, or do you not?
We do if you want. Here is 75% of the 58,762 old fashions we have sold so far in 112 days. Our 75% are Ishnala brandy, which is made out of Central Standard in Milwaukee. There are brandy. Sweet. Most of the people get you know, sweet. The rest of them might get a sour. I mean, if you're doing bourbon, I suggest sour. Or the other one is press. Now, my favorite is press. It's not a brandy old-fashioned press. Is you take sweet and the club soda, cut some of that sweetness. And what that enables you to do, instead of having two old-fashioned, you might have three because it's a third by the month. Too sweet, but if I put that club soda in there, well, I could have another one. At least that's my theory.
Got a note here from one of our listeners. John, Ishnala is wonderful. 5 exclamation points, says a listener from Glenview. And 708 area code said, my wife and I drove from Indiana to Ishnala for our 53rd anniversary this summer because we heard about it on WGN radio. Wow, just as advertised. Everyone needs to go here at least once, from the beautiful grounds to the fantastic food. We loved every moment. Highly recommend the roast duck. One of our listeners out of the blue sent us a note last week. They drove up from Peoria to Lake Delton just to go to dinner at the Ishnala Supper Club. Before I let you go, Bob, what's the number one selling item on the menu then? What do folks order?
The filet is number one. The prime rib is number two. The filet and shrimp and the filet and prawns, the big shrimp, butterfly, are 3 and 4. And the 16-ounce ribeye is number 5. 75% of the people order beef because we're a supper club, and that's the layout. And it hasn't changed in 40 years. I mean, it's prime rib, filet, ribeye. You know, and then we do sell lobster and shrimp, and they sell a pretty good amount of that. But the main items are the beef, the steaks.
You sell T-shirts and coffee mugs, baseball caps?
Oh, my. Oh, you name it, we sell it. If it's got... we'll sell it, and we'll put Ishnala's name on it.
630, after hearing the ads for Ishnala on GN Radio for years, I went there a few weeks ago for the first time, and Bob Prosser was wonderful. He came to our table. He wished me a happy birthday. They have a new Fashions, a non-alcoholic drink, which was delicious. How about that, Bob?
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Actually, you know, it's amazing, John, how many people tell me that they hear me on WGN, and they always reference you because you're kind enough to talk about Ishnala. So And I'll tell them, hey, why don't you call them and tell them? So we just, last night somebody just said, oh, we're only here because we heard John Williams on WGN.
Why don't you tell everybody, right, that's very nice of you and them to say. Before we go, to give your phone number so folks can call in and make reservations now, Bob.
Ah, don't you do that to me again. Reservation. Stop that reservation stuff. As you know, people, don't listen to that. We do not accept reservations. We love to have you come out, put your name in, have a few old fashions. And it's not really a waiting list. It's an old fashioned wait. You know, it's 2 to 4 old fashions. Usually that is the wait.
There's lodging nearby, too, in case you're wondering. So you don't, yes. you can go to this place and then not have to drive back to Peoria or Indiana or Chicago. Bob,
exactly.
You are a fun story. You're a success story, and I'm glad of all the people you employ. I know a lot of them have been there a long time. I know a lot of college kids look forward to working there in the summer, and I think what you're doing up there is the way things should be done.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I'm sitting at the bar across from Gigi, who has been with us for 27 years behind our bar. She's our rock. So she's just one example of the great staff we have here at Ishmael. And thank you so much for the business and for the opportunity to talk about Ishmael.
Our best of the Midwest today is the Ishmael Supper Club, ishmael.com. And by the way, they're open 7 days a week. Okay, Bob, we'll talk again. Continued success.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
He's a fun story.